The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another edition of Callum's Curious Creatures Podcasts, a podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about amazing animals, some of which you may have never even heard of. Today, I'll be yakking on about yaks, so prepare for some unbelievable facts that will have you cheering till the cows come home. So, without further ado, let's roll out the facts. Yaks are bushy bovines that are found in the shivering summits of the Himalayas and the Tibetan Plateau. They can be found in altitudes of up to 20,000 feet high, and can endure temperatures as low as minus 40 degrees. And I know you're asking, how on earth do they do that? Well, their thick shaggy fur and ludicrously large lungs make a killer combo out of their killer environment, which allows them to thrive and survive, without any cold reception. They're also able to climb terrifyingly steep terrain, all thanks to their split hooves. They may not be goats, but they're certainly the goat when it comes to what they provide to us humans. You see, for over 5,000 years, people have domesticated yaks, all for the sake of their wool, milk and meat, which have proven to be lifesavers for what they're worth. For starters, yak wool is wonderfully warm and soft to the touch, which can be knitted onto that of a woolly jumper, though you'll start feeling more like a woolly mammoth once you start wearing it. And yak's milk is no different, being packed with protein, crammed with cream and swollen in sweetness. In fact, yak's milk has been proven to be more nutrition dense than cow's milk, which it makes for a magnificent substitute. And the stakes are high when it comes to their meat, but not as high as their nutritional value. So unless you're a vegetarian or vegan, don't be a jerk and turn down jerky from a yak, because it will help you grow as big and strong as one. And as big as burly as yaks are, they aren't all brawn and no brains. They're quite intellectually intelligent creatures, like all cows. They've learnt to forage around in deep snow in search of delicious grasses, mosses and herbs. They're also highly sociable and can form strong bonds with members of their own herd, and with humans. As long as you don't annoy them or their calves, you'll be just fine. But what if you do? Well, let's just say you'll learn not to do it again, with that lesson being in the form of a runaway freight train with horns, charging at you at speeds of 25 miles per hour, and one hit could have you role-playing as the cow from Hey Diddle Diddle, sent flying straight over the moon. Welp, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in soon, because I'll be back next time with another edition of Callum's Curious Creatures Podcasts, with some more amazing, fascinating facts about animals. I swear it. So it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.